Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Dr. Stanley Marks, Chairman of UPMC Hillman Cancer Center. Doctor, thanks so much for joining us. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and what brought you to UPMC?
So I was actually training many years ago at Harvard in cancer, and I was heading down a career path of research in leukemia, and I was contacted at that time in 1978 by Allegheny General Hospital. And they wanted me to build a program there, and particularly a training program in cancer. And so I went there in 1978 and built a program, and actually at that time started to build a network of community oncologists. And I was there until 2000. As you may recall, in 1999 they went through a tough bankruptcy, and there was really not much support or vision. And at the same time, UPMC was building the Hillman Cancer Center, and which at then was a hole in the ground. And so they approached me and said, why don't you come over here and help us to plan and develop the cancer center and run the clinical program. And so I came there in June of 2000. We designed the Hillman and opened it in 2003, and the rest is history. We continued to grow the network. We now have 70 sites of practice. We're in Pennsylvania, New York, Maryland, Ohio, Ireland, Italy. So we have expanded quite a bit.
Did you ever think that you would see the growth that you have seen today?
No way. Honestly, the way it's terrific, and I'm proud of what we've been able to build, but I would have never expected that. One of the interesting things was back then, if you could, and we go back, 40 years, cancer care was very limited in terms of where you could get it. And certainly in many of the communities, there weren't any oncologists. Now, Erie has had a long history of having oncologists, but there were areas like Washington, PA, Newcastle, Sharon, and a variety of other hospitals or around the region that had no cancer. And so when patients were diagnosed, they had to literally travel great distances, whether it was here to Pittsburgh or elsewhere. And my vision at the time was that if we could create cancer facilities, not totally comprehensive, but at least handle the majority of cancers, and keep patients close to home, that would in fact be ideal for the patients. However, they had to be high-quality physicians, and we always wanted them to be part of the community. It wasn't someone was driving out from Pittsburgh to see. And that was fundamentally how we started to grow the network. And once we were successful at a few sites, we were being contacted repeatedly, whether it was, Beaver or Swickley, can you come out here and do the same thing? And as I say, now we have the largest delivery system in the country. It's pretty amazing. But back then, I was just by myself, 1978, starting out.
Dr. Marks, what makes UPMC Hillman different from other cancer centers?
Well, certainly there are a couple of things. First of all, as I said, we've got about a 20-year history of establishing cancer care in communities. And what's unique about that is that we've tried to create a delivery system that whether you're at the Hillman and Shadyside or the Hillman and Erie, you're getting the same care. We've established what are called clinical pathways for our physicians. And so if a patient comes in with a certain type of cancer at a certain stage, the pathways pretty much mandate how that patient should be treated. These pathways were actually built at UPMC. My partners and I started this in 2005. And so all of our sites use the pathways. And so we can assure patients that the treatment you're getting here at Hammett is the same treatment you would get in Oakland or Shadyside. Now, there are certain types of care, highly specialized, that can't be delivered in all the communities, but that's a small percentage. 90% of cancer care can be delivered in the community if you have excellent physicians. The rest of the patients do have to go to an academic center. So we've built this network. We started 20 years ago. It's the largest in the country, and we were the first academic cancer center to do that. Since then, others have tried and actually tried to copy what we've done. Some have been successful. For example, Sloan Kettering has built a nice network, not nearly our size, but many other academic cancer centers who 20 years ago said, no way, we want everyone to come to the main center. Now they're copying our model. The other thing that's unique about Hillman Cancer Center is that we are NCI designated. So the National Cancer Institute does put a designation on. There are 2,500 cancer programs in the United States, 2,500. And some are just, you know, based at a hospital. Some are very small. Some are very large. But then there are 50 cancer programs in the country that have an NCI, National Cancer Institute designation, called a comprehensive cancer center. We are the only one in this entire region. There's one in Philadelphia, or two in Philadelphia, and there are two in Ohio. But certainly nowhere else in western Pennsylvania is there a comprehensive cancer center. And to get that that designation, which also includes financial support, you've got to demonstrate excellence in patient care, research, basic science, outreach programs, patient education, behavioral medicine, screening. So it's a pretty comprehensive program. So we're the only one in this region. The second thing which we're proud of is that we were just ranked by U.S. News and World Report as number 7 in the country. And there's no one else in the region that's even ranked in the top 100. So we're very proud of that. And now that Hammett is part of UPMC Hillman Cancer Center, they are part of that number 7 designation, which we're thrilled about.
How did UPMC Hillman make the decision to locate in Erie?
So we have actually been managing the RCC for many years, over 10 years. And that was a decision that RCC had made. They wanted us to come out and help them run the cancer program. But it was a partnership between two health systems, and so it really held us back in terms of what we could accomplish. Now that Hillman is completely integrated with the old RCC, so we now have Hillman Erie, we can build the same type of programs that we have at our other community sites. We have been very selective, I should say, in terms of the physicians that we've elected to come with us and be part of the cancer center. We believe that we've recruited the top medical oncologists and radiation therapists in this region, and we are actively recruiting additional ones. We have had tremendous growth in volume since this separation occurred. We now have 3 full-time medical oncologists at Hammett, and I'm recruiting a 4th. We have 1 radiation therapist who's extremely busy, and we are recruiting at least 1 more radiation therapist. The program is just bursting at the seams, which is a good problem, but we need additional physician support.
What are some of the improvements underway?
So the former RCC, now Hillman Erie, is undergoing a total renovation to the tune of $7 million. We wanted to keep the location the same. I think it's important since that's historically been where patients went to cancer care. It's easy to get to. access to highways, free parking. And so we wanted to keep the site there, but it needed renovation. It needed a facelift and some expansion. And so we're expanding the number of chemotherapy treatment chairs. We're going to have 24, which is probably not enough, but we have the ability to expand beyond that. And then in addition, there will be three clinic areas in that building. There will be medical oncology, radiation therapy, and then a comprehensive lung center with a major focus on expertise in treating lung cancer with our pulmonologists.
Doctor, I would imagine that cancer care for Erie families has never been better.
I would certainly agree that cancer care will be the best it's ever been in Erie for patients. There's no question that integrating with UPMC Hillman Cancer Center enables us to basically transpose what we've done at our hub as well as our community sites and pretty much establish the same treatment algorithms, safety procedures, monitoring, you know, chemotherapy errors, clinical trials, which is huge. You know, now with all the new developments in cancer, particularly in the area of immunotherapy, patients want to be treated with cutting-edge treatment. And clinical trials offer them that opportunity to try something novel. And so we will be, there are clinical trials available here now, but we will be expanding the portfolio. We actually have over 500 clinical trials at the Hillman Cancer Center. We can't open all of them in the community, but certainly for the more common types of cancer, where you don't require fancy, what are called pharmacodynamics, or other things where they have to be at the hub, we'd like to open as many trials as possible and offer those to patients. Now, they don't have to go on that, but at least it's available to them. We have very interesting novel agents that we are experimenting with in the treatment of a whole host of cancers. The entire treatment of cancer is undergoing a paradigm shift, and now we're much more focused on the genetic mutations in cancers rather than the type of cancer. So we don't think about breast cancer necessarily as one disease, but it's probably 20 diseases. And so we have many clinical trials that focus on specific subtypes of each cancer based on that patient's personalized genetic makeup.
Doctor, what does NCI designation mean?
The National Cancer Institute designates cancer centers based on their clinical care, their research capabilities, the programs that they extend out into the communities, screening, basic science research. So there are actually three different levels of National Cancer Institute designation. The highest is called a comprehensive cancer center. And that's the most difficult one to achieve. There are 50 in the country, and we're one of the 50. There's no other center that has any NCI designation in this region. And you have to maintain that. And so what happens is every 5 years, the National Cancer Institute comes in and literally spends a day after you submit all of your information to them, pretty much grilling the scientists, you know, the clinicians, in order to grade you and determine whether you will keep that designation. Once you get the designation, it's good for 5 years. There's also millions of dollars that come with that designation, so it's critical to us that we maintain our designation. We have our next review actually coming up in January. We feel very positive about it. Our last review 5 years ago, we did extremely well, and actually they stepped up our funding because of how well we scored. But it's not something that you keep or that's guaranteed. You have to, every 5 years, you have to apply to be recertified. You can lose funding or you can lose a designation, which has never happened to us. What people don't realize is our cancer center is one of the youngest in the country. So you may recall it was called the University of Pittsburgh Cancer Institute. And that started in 1985. So it's only 34 years old. It took 5 years to get the NCI designation, which was actually quite quick because their cancer center has been around for a long time that still haven't been able to get it. But that being said, since 1990, every 5 years we've been renewed as a comprehensive cancer center. There aren't too many cancer centers around the country that are that new, but yet have the designation and have kept it.
UPMC Hillman was just listed as seventh in the country for cancer care by U.S. News and World Report. What does this ranking mean, and what should patients take away from this?
So the U.S. News and World Report rankings are based on several factors, and it's not just in cancer. They do it across multiple specialties. But interestingly, there are several components that go into the scoring. Number one is reputation. Two is patient safety, mortality, nursing ratios, nurse-patient ratios, whether you have a magnet nurse program, quality of care. And so all of those are graded, and then you come up with a score. We have always been in the top rankings. There are 50 that are ranked, and then there are another 50 that get honorable mention, so there's a total of 100. No one else in the region has any ranking other than us. This is the highest we've been. At 1 year, we were 12. But number seven is really phenomenal. We're extremely proud. We are less than a percentage point away from the top five, so our goal is the next ranking to hopefully get into the top five. But it's certainly a prestigious group that surrounds us in the top rankings. And, you know, as I tell my colleagues, if you look at who's below us, some of the most renowned institutions. So we are extremely proud. Again, you know, people don't realize this is a relatively new cancer program, and yet we've risen to seventh best in the country. The two top ones are always Memorial Sloan Kettering and MD Anderson, but they've been around for over 100 years, and they've got that reputation score that keeps them up in the rankings. But if you look at the individual scoring, we certainly top them in some of the areas.
Dr. UPMC Hillman Cancer Center is one of the largest cancer networks in the country. What can you tell me about the development of this network?
So back, as I mentioned, several years ago, there was not cancer care available in many of the communities. And my vision was to take cancer care out into the communities, hire physicians that were high quality, but yet wanted to be part of those communities. So for example, we're recruiting another medical oncologist right now for Erie, and I've told all the candidates, you have to live there, you have to become part of the community, the fabric of the community. You can't live in Pittsburgh or somewhere far from Erie. We just recruited a physician for Chautauqua, Dr. Gosang. He loves Chautauqua. He wants to live there. He and his wife are both physicians. And he will become, you know, part of the community fabric. And that's been part of our success. Historically, patients would leave those communities and go to the city for cancer care. Or there would be an oncologist from Pittsburgh that would go out once a week or twice a week to see patients and then take them to the city. There weren't even chemotherapy facilities available in most of these communities. And so what we've done is develop an integrated cancer delivery system for pretty much most of western Pennsylvania. But I also say, as I said, we're now in central PA and other states as well as international. But the model is the same. And the goal is to have high-quality oncologists, part of the community, keeping the patient close to home whenever possible, but yet referring them when necessary, when it's beyond the scope of the capabilities in that community. The beauty is we're all part of one system. So Hammett is now part of UPMC Hillman Cancer Center. So when the oncologist here sends a patient to Hillman, they're part of our team. And so as soon as the patient's able to get back to Erie, we send them back so that they can be followed here and be close to home. That's not the case typically when a community doctor refers a patient to an academic medical center. Historically, they lose control, they never hear back, there's no communication, and oftentimes the patient winds up staying with the academic medical center. Our model is the exact opposite. We want those patients to go back to the community. We have enough patients centrally, and it's clearly in the best interest of the patient and their loved ones to be treated close to home whenever possible.
I would imagine that having this level of cancer care in Erie is incredible for families in this area.
Absolutely. And as I said, it's not going to be 100%. There's certainly, you know, exotic or remote or difficult treatment that has to be done at a tertiary or quaternary center. Things like bone marrow transplant, CAR T cells, certain clinical trials that have to be done down there. But the vast majority of cancer care can be delivered right here in Erie if you have good physicians. They're part of our system. They follow pathways. There's no reason for that patient to think they have to travel to Pittsburgh to get the same drugs that they can get here.
Doctor, now I have to ask, you were involved in treating Steelers running back James Conner, right?
Yes, I treated James Conner when he had Hodgkin's disease. He's actually an amazing young man. Fortunately, it appears that he's cured. He had a very advanced form of Hodgkin's disease that went unrecognized for a while. But obviously, he's doing great now. He and I have a very close relationship. In fact, he's being honored by the Steelers. They just announced it, Comeback Player of the Year. May 6th, and I'll be there for his receiving the honor. But he's really become close friends of the family. He's just a super guy. You know, he's only 24 years old, but his maturity and his compassion for people, and especially young kids, is really remarkable. I have two sons that are 37 and 34, and I joke them, and I say, when you grow up, I want you to be like James Conner. But he really is a special guy, and we've become very close. It's interesting. He had some pretty bad injuries in the last game. It was his shoulder and his quad, and he had a hip pointer. And I have a condo in Florida, and he goes down there to this training facility. So last week he said, I'm hurting. I want to go down there. They give me a massage, and there's a chiropractor. So he stayed in my condo last week in Florida while he was getting massages and the like. But he says he's feeling much better now. So it was therapeutic.
I would imagine that his willpower to battle back from this is just incredible to witness.
Yeah, well, he is a very courageous young man with tremendous willpower. He's also a man of faith, and he had a great support system. His mom, his brothers, his grandparents. Unfortunately, his grandma, who he was very close to, just passed away recently, which he took quite hard. She was there for many of his treatments. But his teammates would come to the Hillman and just sit with him for hours. Coach Narduzzi was phenomenal through the whole series of treatments. And the other interesting thing was, and I tell this story often, I offered him the option of being secretive and private. You can get treated in a room where no one's going to see you. And he said, no, I want to be with all the other people. And he would literally walk around the treatment area and just talk to people and try to give them encouragement. And he was 21 at the time. Think about it. Just a remarkable young man.
Doctor, thanks again for joining us. Any final thoughts that you'd like to add?
You know, from a personal standpoint, I'm very excited. I really think that cancer care will improved significantly for the patients in this area as well, Chautauqua. I think you have excellent physicians that are now fully integrated. They have access to our experts and our thought leaders. It's not like we're sending them somewhere to get a second opinion. The oncologists here have most of my experts on speed dial. They call their cell phone. They get an answer in 5 minutes, you know, whether the patient needs to be transferred or what should I do here. I mean, that kind of relationship is difficult to establish unless you're fully integrated and you're part of one team. And I think now we have a phenomenal cancer delivery team here in Erie.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSC. Business Spotlight is heard Fridays at 12:30 p.m. Join us again next week as the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership is in the Business Spotlight.